It was just about 10 years ago. At the time, we didn't realize it, but we were crawling out of probably the worst downturn in the economy that any of us will ever see in our lives. And we interviewed Cameron Mitchell, who was getting ready to open a high-end fine dining restaurant in Dallas, Texas. And by golly, they're still here. Ocean Prime is celebrating 10 years, and they've redone the place, and Cameron Mitchell's back again. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you, David. Glad to be back with you today.
I mean, considering what you do, and you've got, 15 or 16 Ocean Prime spread out 16. Across the country, and then you've got a restaurant on every corner of any intersection in Ohio, you must have fared pretty well through that.
Well, I wouldn't say I fared pretty well, but we made it through, so here we are today. It was not without its challenges, that's for sure.
So this is the concept that you took national, and you've got these in Florida and Arizona and couple of them in Denver. I noticed you even have two locations.
Beverly Hills, New York City, Boston, Philly, D.C., Florida, Dallas, Scottsdale, Denver, Chicago, Indianapolis, Detroit, and Columbus.
I would have thought this would be the toughest. You have lots of concepts. I don't know that you're married to anyone, but I would have thought this would be the toughest. You're out there on a national basis against, Del Frisco's and Capital Grill. Then every region has its own, whether it's John Elway's or whatever, some regional place that you've got to take on. How do you carve out a niche?
Well, I think we define ourselves as great people delivering genuine hospitality, and we do great ambiance, great food, and great service coupled with that genuine hospitality, and we're not only able to compete, but we're able to thrive in that environment.
You've got enough of these spread out across the country now. You could do national advertising if you wanted to, do you?
Mm-hmm. We don't really do a whole lot of advertising. We do some public relations stuff, but primarily we just focus on what's going on within the four walls and take care of our guests when they're in here.
So what about the other concepts that you've got? In fact, I noticed one you've got, looks like a seafood that you're actually going to open in Florida that's already open in Ohio.
Yeah, that's called Del Mar. We opened our first one in Columbus, and we have a second one opening in Naples, Florida. We have 16 concepts overall in totality and 60 restaurants across the country currently.
Are you incubating these? I mean, with the idea that they're going to grow up and fly?
Sure. I mean, you can never really open one restaurant thinking you're going to open a second and a third and a fourth and a fifth. It has to happen kind of organically. And so our origin was a multi-concept restaurant company. And then we grew our Fish Market brand. We had 22 of those. We sold to Ruth Chris in 2008. And then we launched Ocean Prime brand. That's been our national brand that came out of those specialty concepts. And now we have several others that we're building. Now we have two or three of our Hudson 29 brand, our Cap City Diner brand, and our Pearl, and our second Del Mar opening up. So we're incubating these other brands to potentially take out on the road.
So what did you do with Ocean Prime in Dallas? You shut it down for a while, kind of freshen it back up?
We spent $2 million here to create, essentially, it's a brand new restaurant. So we've been here 10 years, and that's a good lifespan for a restaurant in terms of interior design. It was dated. It needed some love and some refreshment, and so we did it. We were closed for 3.5 weeks. We did a lot of work at night prior to that, and we took our patio terrace out here and installed a nano window system and made it air-conditioned and heated space so we can do large parties out there and really enhance that environment. And just the whole restaurant looks like it's brand new, and it just opened today for the first time.
So do you play with the menu at all?
Well, we just went through a new menu change here company-wide the past few weeks. So in this particular case, we didn't have to because we just launched a new menu down here.
So tell me about you. You started out as a dishwasher, and then you go into the business, you build a big brand, you turn around, you sold it, as you were saying, to Ruth's Chris or Ruth's Hospitality for something over $90 million. Mm-hmm. So you know every aspect of this business.
I don't know that I know every aspect of the business, but I've been in it. Next year will be 40 years. So I started as a dishwasher when I was 16 years old in 1980. So next year I'll celebrate 40 years in the business. And I wrote a book this last year called Yes is the Answer, What's the Question? And that's going pretty well. And to share our story and our culture and philosophy and values with others. And So it's been a great journey, and I do joke that my little fuel light is on. I'm a little tired, but I still got plenty of gas to go for a few more years. So.
But you went to the Culinary Institute of America. You're a graduate of CIA, and I know you're a big supporter of it. But that must mean that you know every aspect of that.
Well, I don't think anybody knows every aspect of this business. This business is so challenging, and it's got so many great entrepreneurs across the country in it, and so many different levels of the business and on the spectrum of dining. And so it's impossible to know every little bit about it. I'm just blessed to be surrounded by some wonderful people. We have about 5,000 employees. We call them associates in the company, and we've got a great team. So we're just kind of doing our thing, but there's a lot of great restaurateurs out there, and people that arguably know a lot more than I do about the restaurant business.
Yeah, but it strikes me with your background and going to CIA and being a chef, I mean, you got to know how to cook. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to run a kitchen, you got to know how to delegate, and that sort of paves the way over into this business, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. So, but I started when I was 18. I knew I wanted to be president of a restaurant company. So, I took a little bit of a non-traditional path. I did not go to the CIA to become a chef, per se. I knew I wanted to be president of a restaurant company. I better know about food. And so I went to learn more about food, and I was executive chef at one point in my career. And I joke now I could barely boil water. It's been so long since I've been in the kitchen. But I do have a food background, and our company is a chef-driven company, I think, because of that. And our food operates at a very high level.
So where did you get this bug when you were so young? Was there somebody that gave you inspiration?
No, I talk about it in my book. It happened. I had an epiphany one day. I was out of high school. I didn't go right off to college because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I was working at a local restaurant that was really busy. And I was had been suspended for 3 days. I was just working for beer money. I'm 18, living at home with mom, going nowhere in life. And I was on probation for 30 days after my suspension. It was a Friday shift change, and I was working a double shift that day at this restaurant, an AM cook and a PM host. And it was just pandemonium in the kitchen at shift change, and I had an epiphany. I said, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. I love this business. So I went home that night and wrote out my goals and said I was going to be president of a restaurant company. I was going to go to the CIA, and I charted my course, and I woke my mom up at 1 in the morning and told her I knew what I was going to do with my life. And I went to work the next day, literally a 180-degree turn, you know, working for myself and my career and my future. I had the best attitude in the kitchen, and the day before I had the laziest attitude in the kitchen. And I've never really been out of work since.
And now you oversee, I've lost count, something over 30 different restaurants, right?
We have 60 total across.
60?
Yeah, yeah.
Where did I miss another 30?
Well, we have our sister brand, 23 Rusty Bucket Restaurants, that we opened, that I opened with a friend of mine, and we run and oversee and manage, and it's just a separate ownership, but it's really under our umbrella. And then we have our specialty restaurant group, which we have 20 restaurants in that group, and then 16 Ocean Primes across the country is our national brand, and we have a very large full-service catering company in Columbus, Ohio, where we're from.
We look forward to seeing the changes, the positive changes at Ocean Prime, and we look forward to seeing you again. Hopefully it's not 10 years.
I hope so, too. We'll be back anytime you want.
Good. Cameron Mitchell is the founder and CEO of Cameron Mitchell Restaurants and Ocean Prime. And if you'd like to hear more of our conversation with Mr. Mitchell, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.